just like that. The 2021-22 wraparound season on the PGA Tour set to begin. Hi, and welcome into the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., and we appreciate that you've chosen to start our 12th season in the Grill Room with us. And I want to take this moment to say how much I appreciate working for 12 years with one of the brightest talents in all of radio, especially radio golf. He comes from an unbelievable family. His father, Jay, was just a legend in his time. And now Jay Randolph Jr., filling in that footsteps, was a good stick, played down at South Carolina. Jay, I really mean it. It's been an honor. It doesn't seem like 12 years, but you've made it fly by. And guess what? We're going back to Whistling Straits, and we're getting ready to cover another event at Whistling Straits, the Ryder Cup. And what a place it is.
No, and your man Herb Kohler put it all together. It's a golf mecca similar to Abandoned Dunes, Kiowa. It is a special spot. And I think everybody's just starting to get that itch for this competition between the United States and Europe. And I think it's going to be fantastic. And congratulations to Janice, who puts it together every week. 12 years of doing the show. Good stuff. And we got plenty to get to as we have the tour starting, as you said. But I think all eyes are focused on Wisconsin and Whistling Straits.
And I got to share a little story. Whistling Straits was well under construction. I was out there. Pete Dye happened to be out there. And Herb Kohler was having me for lunch. And all of a sudden, somebody came up to Herb Kohler and said, "Boy, you better go apologize to the editor of the Milwaukee newspaper." He saw Herb Kohler beating on his dog out on the golf course, and he's a dog lover, and if that gets in the paper, it's not going to be good. And what had happened is Herb and Pete were out there, and Pete loves his dog, and it jumped off the back of the truck, and it was chasing one of the sheep, and all of a sudden, the sheep just keeled over, and Herb and Pete were, you know, very upset about it. But boy, Pete Dye and Herb Kohler, two legends. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with Herb Kohler. There's a lot of good guys in the golf business, Jay, as you well know. But boy, you got to go some to find anybody any better than Herb Kohler. And I go back to the Women's Open, Siri Pack playing, and President Bush came for the Monday playoff. And I said, "Good golly, Miss Molly, I see walking off the first tee behind the players, President Bush and Herb Kohler, and everybody's cheering, and they're all cheering for Herb Kohler." I mean, he is just an amazing, amazing man that loves the sport of golf. And boy, I just hope it's a fantastic Ryder Cup, and I really think it's going to be. And we're going to get into all the picks, but some news. FedEx Cup champion Patrick Cantlay, I don't think it comes as any surprise to you, Jay, voted 2021 PGA Tour Player of the Year. Four-win season. He gets the Jack Nicklaus Award. This was a no doubt about it.
Yeah, with the two finishing victories to take him to four and winning the FedEx Cup. You know, I've heard people try and make cases for a couple other guys, maybe Rom, but it was Cantlay's year. And congratulations to him, and congratulations to Will the Thrill. Even though he didn't qualify or couldn't qualify, wasn't allowed to for the FedEx Cup, he was voted the 2021 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, as he should have been, earning the Arna Palmer Award. His first season on tour, competing. He'll be technically a member in 2022, and he's playing, Bob, at that Fortinet Championship out in Napa, California, which will start his full season as a member, even though he has won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, congratulations. Really a great player. And you picked him out earlier in the year, and you said there was something special about that young man. And as usual, you were right on the money. Well, now let's move right along to the best event on the schedule. As far as I'm concerned, I just love the Ryder Cup. This is going to be the 43rd Ryder Cup. We told you, Whistling Straits, Cola, Wisconsin. Ryder Cup, for those that are not familiar, foursomes, four ball, singles. Europe has traditionally been better at the foursomes and four ball matches, while the USA tends to dominate the singles. But looking at the modern records, maybe that's changing. A little history lesson. From 1927 to present time, the USA 26 Ryder Cup wins, Europe 14. But boy, Europe's been on fire lately.
Seven of the last nine is on fire. There's no question. They have turned the tables and gotten it done. Both teams are now announced. We know who will make up the two teams. On the European side, we know who will be playing on the team. And now the U.S. team also fully announced. Let's hear from Padraig Harrington, as we did last week from Steve Stricker, as he announces his picks for his team from Europe.
I have gone with Europe's leading points winner as my first pick. He's won 25 and a half points. He's a talisman for the European team. He's a major winner, Sergio Garcia. Well, for my second pick, I am going with a rookie. He is a major winner. He is a World Golf Championship winner. We don't think of him as a rookie. Everybody thinks of him as a winner, as an experienced player, and that would be Shane Lowry. Shouldn't be too much of a doubt. He's played in six previous Ryder Cups. Again, a talisman, brings the passion to the Ryder Cup. He is the postman, Ian Poulter. He's undefeated in singles. He brings an unbelievable passion to the team room. He brings incredible passion to his matches. You know, when he plays foursomes, four balls, he lifts himself, he lifts his playing partner, he lifts a team. And he has done that over the years. He has proved that. But you can't pick a player just based on that. He has played great all year. His stats are brilliant. He's playing some of the best ball striking golf of his life. You know, and we can see that behind the scenes. So I'm thrilled. Not alone am I getting a player like Ian Poulter who delivers, I'm actually getting a player who's in form, great form, probably the best form of his life. And I'm looking forward to having him there and bringing that passion, bringing the heart to the team.
Let me take a little closer look at those three picks, Jay. Sergio Garcia, I mean, he transforms into a mini Seve Ballesteros at the Ryder Cup. So you got to have Sergio on the team. And then Shane Lowry, are you kidding me? A fellow Irishman being picked by an Irishman? You think Shane Lowry is not going to leave it all out there on the golf course? He'll do anything for Padraig Harrington. And golly, I mean, he's the Open champion. I mean, what better credentials do you need than that? And Ian Poulter, come on. Years from now, when they say, what is the prototype of the ideal Ryder Cup player, they'll just say Ian Poulter. I mean, those three picks, no surprise on my end. Your thoughts, Jay?
Well, the surprise that unfortunately you're left with for Justin Rose is that he's not on the team. He has not had a Justin Rose type of year, but if you'd have asked at the beginning of the year if Justin Rose was going to make the team, I think most people would have said absolutely. You know, only three picks. Let's remember that. Only three picks for the European tour. And, you know, the guy that, you know, I don't want to take anything away because he plays the European tour week in, week out. He's a proven player and a solid player is Bernd Wiesberger. I mean, if I don't know that Padraig Harrington would say this, but if I said, hey, Padraig, you can take out Bernd and put Justin in, I think he might. But, you know, you cannot argue with the three picks. Tough break for Justin Rose, but Justin knew if he plays his way on, he doesn't have to worry about it. That's the same case for Matt Fitzpatrick and Vic Hovland. So, you know, I think we got a really good setup now. It'll be tough, as I said, without Justin Rose, but you look at the clear thing that he did there, even while Lowry is a quote-unquote rookie on the Ryder Cup, he's got that Open Championship cachet, as you said. He's been playing great for 5 or 6 years. So the experience factor is with the European team. You've got 6 rookies on the United States team. So I think it adds to the drama and adds to what I hope is going to be a tremendous Ryder Cup. You look at a guy like Billy Ho. Billy Horschel goes over and has maybe one of his two biggest wins of all time at the European BMW Championship, and he's sitting on the sidelines. But Billy didn't play his way on, and I don't frankly think that the win at the BMW would have even changed Stricker's pick. So, you know, I'm looking. I hope I have great weather. I hope it's fantastic, and I hope the golf lives up to the hype that we're going to build up on it next week.
All right, Jay, let's take a look at that USA team, the players that made it on merit. Colin Morikawa, certainly a deserved. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, question mark with injury. Don't know about that yet. Been very little mention of that Koepka injury, kind of keeping it in the dark. Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. Now, Steve Stricker has been known for at least the last 20 years, you know, as one of the nicest guys probably that you'd ever want to meet. I mean, I met Steve a long time ago. His wife Vicky was caddying for him. Just a real gentleman. And so what does he do? As far as I'm concerned, he picks the nicest team that I think ever's going to play for the United States Ryder Cup team. I mean, Daniel Berger, nice guy. Harris English, nice guy. Tony Finau, nice guy. Xander Schauffele, nice guy. Scottie Scheffler, nice guy. Jordan Spieth, nice guy. Wait a minute. I thought we wanted a little grit on the team. I thought we wanted some Bulldogs. Where's Kevin Kisner? Where's Kevin Na? Where's Patrick Reed? What are we doing here? I mean, good golly, Miss Ma, I can't believe that we're trying to bring the nicest team in history to Whistling Straits. And then, you know what? When I looked at the assistant captains, Phil Mickelson, nice guy. Fred Couples, nice guy. Jim Furyk, nice guy. Davis Love, nice guy. And maybe the nicest guy of all time, Zach Johnson. What are we going to do? What are they going to do when they're in the players' room? I mean, who's going to kick who in the shin? Jay, help me out. Who's going to kick who in the shin?
They may have to have Brooks and Bryson get mad at each other to get the rest of the team fired up. I will say this. I think Finau and Scheffler and Schauffele have a little golf killer instinct in them. They may not express it like a Patrick Reed or as a Seve once did or Sergio does, but I'm not worried about them. I think the question will be Berger and English. A lot of pressure on these two guys to do it. I mean, Harris English has had 10 years on tour. You know, and he is a rookie on this Ryder Cup team. This is a big moment for him. And Berger has got 4 PGA Tour titles. He's been a solid, solid player, but they're not flashy. And I'm not saying you have to be flashy. Flashy gets attention, but it doesn't always win. But Bob, you bring up a very interesting. I mean, when you look at Sergio, Lowry, and Poulter, the three guys that were picked by Padraig Harrington, I mean, they want to beat your ass. I mean, they want a piece of you. And like I said, I mean, I feel like Finau, Schauffele, and Scheffler have a little bit of that. But you bring up a good point, Bob. If they don't win this one and then go to, you know, only winning two of the last nine, it'll be, I guess, or whatever it'll be, there's going to be a lot of question. And again, want to is a big factor. Who wants it more? I don't care what people say. The U.S., you know, won for all those years. And when they opened it up to Europe, those guys got fired up. Seve, Woozy, Faldo, Olafabal, or Olafabal. I mean, they wanted it more. And it appears half the time that, more than half the time, that the Europeans want it more. So Stricker's got his hands full to get these boys ready.
Well, you know, Scotty Scheffler, yeah, UT guy. I'm a big fan of Scotty's. I just love to know how Scotty's dinner would taste the night that Steve Stricker says, well, you got Pulte in the morning, first match out. We'll see how that dinner tastes. But
or Daniel Berger, you got Shane Lowry tomorrow. and O'Harris, you got Sergio. I mean, everybody looks at the, I've been seeing all these graphics about how many guys we got in the top 30 and all that stuff. That's all great and nice to put on a piece of paper and on a graphic. You got to go play. And as Bob said last week, way too much credit for a captain on a victory, way too much of the blame on a loss.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I know already. I can write the script. Here's how it goes. Steve Stricker wins the Ryder Cup. Boy, I tell you what, those picks by Stricker, he knew what he was doing. And if it goes the other way, Steve Stricker, well, what happened, Steve? Well, you know what? They made more putts than we did. And that's the only thing that went wrong. They made more putts than we did. I mean, it should be a Jim Dandy. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm going to be doing a lot of broadcasting in Europe, and boy, I've been designated to root for the United States team. That's going to be my toughest job, but somehow I will, because nobody loves the USA more than I do, and if somehow we can get a victory, boy, it'll be a lot of fun there. And you know, Brooks Koepka, he's the big mystery man. Still waiting to get further reports on him. Everybody else is pretty healthy. You know, I think DeChambeau and Koepka, they'll
be all right.
Yeah, they'll put their things aside. I think DeChambeau is going to be, he's probably going to be a tough guy to beat in the singles because, you know, maybe the singles match that I would love to see is, you know, Ian Poulter and Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, boy, we'd have some fireworks there, I guarantee you, because, but that's what it's all about. And you know, Jay, as much as you love this game and as much as I love this game and as much as the listeners of the Grill Room love this game, if all the truth be said and done, all we want is come Sunday, have it be all square. Let's go 12 singles matches to see who's going to win the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits. I'm looking forward to it, Jay.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with a bigger preview of the big event, the 43rd Ryder Cup.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.